Hi, and welcome to the 37th episode of Leap. I'm your host, Lorene Henry, and I'm glad you took the time to join me. Let us offer up a word in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, first of all, Lord, thanking you for another opportunity, Lord, to just share. Father, you are so good and so kind to me, and I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. I ask that you bless them and keep them, and let something be said that encourages their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today's topic is stay focused. Stay focused. I decided that today's message would be specifically to me. And so I had to go to the scriptures to see what scriptures apply to being focused. So Romans 12:2, and this is from the English Standard Version. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, the A version says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. I didn't have to go any further. Those two chapters blessed me. So here's the situation. You know how sometimes you can be on social media and you're strolling through and scrolling and, you know, you're just seeing things. And so when you see things, you want to respond or express yourself. These things are not directed toward you. They're just posts and they're just out there. They're just dangling. And you see some and you think, that's shady. Or you want to add a different perspective. So this has happened to me on several occasions over the last month. I'm thinking, I have something to say, so I'll just comment on this post. And every time the Holy Spirit has stopped me and said, no, that's not your battle. It's not your fight. Is not your business. And today I heard the words, stay focused. So as I was listening and heard the words, stay focused, God began to show me all the things that I should be focused on and how if I should see something that I feel, it doesn't necessarily have to be so, but that I feel is out of order or that it's shade thrown or a punch thrown or a blow or below the belt, then just pray. Just pray. Have a conversation with my Father about what I see. But the conversation with Him is not necessarily about what I see, but more so about me and what I should be focusing on. And so it took me back to a conversation that I had with my mom just the other day. And she was saying that one of the challenges that they're doing in her life group is that each day they would put away their electronic devices for 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. I can do that, no problem. But let's take that a little bit further. Let's stay focused. Let's not just put away our electronic devices or stop watching TV. When we're not doing those things, we need to replace them with the Word of God. Oh, I have enough stuff here on this desk that I could be doing or studying, to renew my mind daily without ever looking at social media. And so as I'm talking to myself, I also want to share with you, don't be caught up in what you see. Listen to me. Don't get caught up in what you see, whether that be on social media, whether that be on television, whether that be things that are going on in your workplace or things that are going on in the world. Don't be focused on what you see, but renew your minds daily. And sometimes during the day, it's going to take you renewing your minds more than just for that day. Renew your mind in the Word of God. Stay focused. Hear me, because this will help you as it has helped me today. Stay focused and renew your mind. There are enough scriptures in the Bible to keep us busy. Not only in reading them, but in studying them and in strategizing ways that we can effectively apply the scriptures to our lives. Let us, and I say us, because I would like you to join me in staying focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Trust me, the enemy wants you to be all over the place. The enemy wants you to fill your minds with garbage, or to look at what's going on over here or what's going on over there. And God is saying, I have a lane for you. Stay in your lane. Stay focused on me. And renew your minds in the Word. Thank you for listening to this episode. It has been my pleasure to share. Thank you for tuning in to my other episodes. I appreciate you. I ask that if something has resonated with you, that you would share this with a friend or two. I am thankful and grateful for my sponsors, which are Laquita Monley, Shamika Howard, Marsha Von Peoples, that's Dr. Peoples, and Tammy Fondren. Thank you all so much for supporting me and supporting this podcast. You all have a blessed day.